Eric Schertzing is the Ingham County Treasurer. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. We reported on Friday a story. We had Christine McDonald from the Detroit News on, and she reported on a very interesting story. Owners are buying back their own property and dodging taxes. As a matter of fact, there is a foreclosure loophole which cost the city of Detroit $4.7 million last fall. There were a couple of instances. One, where taxes were owed of more than $46,000 for a foreclosed home. It was bought back by the same owner for $500. $23,700 in taxes were owed for a property in Detroit. It was bought back for a grand. And it got me to thinking, I wondered if the same thing was possible here in Ingham County. And I was hoping you could enlighten us.
Well, you know, I don't think so. I had read that article and certainly had heard stories about things like that. You know, there are tools which I think the Wayne County Treasurer's Office has picked up on more recently in the auction rules where you can, prohibit that. It's always a question of policing stuff. The challenges between the different communities and knowing the inventories are pretty profound. You know, Wayne County is 7 or 8 times larger than Ingham County, but their foreclosure auction is about 50 times larger. You know, so they've got a much different environment down there. We've kept an eye on it here. I don't think anything like that has happened. Could it happen? Yeah, because it's almost impossible, even with legislative action, to stop somebody from creating an investment vehicle or having a friend buy something back. But I don't think we've had anybody here buy their own property back to save on the taxes.
Well, there it was a question of manpower hours. They didn't have the time and or resources. They had bigger fish to fry, and I was wondering, do you have enough staff to investigate situations like that?
Well, you know, I think we just use the tools a lot differently. There's about 250 foreclosures every year in Ingham County. I go out and visit them personally and, you know, do a lot of this hands-on. The other thing we have, because the market's more functional, you know, is we're going to have more buyers, so you can't just saunter in and buy things up. But, good properties... It's really my belief, it's really been our history to use the land bank authority to acquire good properties prior to the auction so that we can sell them under a more normal environment. Auctions are a pretty weird place. I'm a country boy. I used to go to auctions with my dad when I was a little kid. And it's a great place to buy rusty wrenches and old farm all, you know, tractors and stuff, but it's a heck of a place to buy real property. So we aren't as dependent on the auction as the only way to sell a property that's worth selling.
How many properties are currently available in Ingham County that were foreclosed on?
Well, you know, we've been through the auction cycle already for this year. We had a couple hundred of them that 175 or so that went to the auction some way, shape, or form.
Sell them all?
No. And again, we weren't even necessarily trying to make the auction the only way out. We had over 100 of the properties bundled together, which made them less attractive. And the land bank has ended up with those to more strategically, you know, do things. If it's a poor quality house, we do everything we can to make sure that doesn't get, you know, bought and fixed up as a low quality rental. We put them on the demo list. We got about a little over 100 properties kicked back to us by the city of Lansing on the rejection list after the auction, and we're going to deal with those appropriately.
So they'll be torn down, and you'll just sell the lots then.
Yeah, a lot of it is that, and of course, you know, in the interim, as the market is healing, a lot of those lots go into the garden program. We've got over 50 lots that are being farmed on or gardened on, and a lot more demand for that.
You know, Eric, there's some great properties available. I know out in Williamston, there's a place called The Bucket that was foreclosed on, and it burned down twice, and they refurbished it each time. The facility itself, downstairs is a restaurant, upstairs was a nightclub, and I know that a part of the property that was foreclosed on a couple doors down was another restaurant. But those are really, really good businesses. Are you starting to get nibbles on businesses like that?
Well, you know, we're certainly working on that. And, you know, in Williamston last week, another place on the other side of the intersection there opened up as a brew pub and apartments and stuff. You know, the market is really improving every day. You know, here in Lansing at 1621 East Michigan, Scott Gillespie's putting up a three-story mixed-use apartment building on a former gas station that the land bank sold them. Last month, the Neo Center up on Clark Street. So we've just had a lot of good activity last year, building on 2010. We sold 36 fully renovated houses last year, which was up from 21 in 2010. So it really is feeling better every day that we're doing this.
All right, and finally, Eric, for folks who want to take a look at any homes that are for sale by the county, where can they go?
Best way to do it is go to inghamlandbank.org.
All right, Eric, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Tony.